This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Every week it feels like there's a new AI tool changing the way we work, learn, and communicate. But for the first time, South Africa has entered the conversation with an AI chatbot that doesn't just speak our language. It speaks all 11 of our official languages, and it's called How's It AI, invented by Cape Town entrepreneur Andrew Drusiotis. And while it's still in its early days, it's already raising an important question. Do we need a proudly South African AI, or are global giants like ChatGPT simply too far ahead? Well, let's find out. Joining us now, we welcome our tech guru, Stephen Ambrose. Stephen, welcome back. Great to have you on board the Afternoon Brief.
Always good to talk tech.
Indeed, it is. So let's just go along. Let's tech, Stephen. So what makes How's It AI different from established platforms like ChatGPT beyond its South African branding?
Well, not a lot, truthfully.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't want to, you know, I've been looking at it and I've been playing with it and I've been looking at the background to it. And it's quite interesting. There are most of the big, just to create a little bit of context, most of the big AI platforms do work with voice prompts in the major South African language, Zulu, Setswana, one or two others, and Khoza, and obviously English and Afrikaans. So for the most part, a very large portion of the population are catered for in natural language use within the highest and biggest AI platforms that exist out there. Where it does become very interesting, and that's what How's It is going for, and at the moment it looks like a little bit of a teaser freemium product to get you to pay some money and then you get access, interestingly, to these big platforms, but with a translation and South African context layer. Now, I think one of the next most important things that's going to come from AI or the use of AI is something which I would call a context engine. Okay. Because remember that everything happens within a context, mm-hmm. and the AI can only take the words that you give it as you give them. So if you give a simple prompt or even a complex prompt to any AI to look for any information, it's only as good as the actual words that you've given it. It cannot infer, it cannot contextualize within certain parameters. It pretends very well that it's doing so, but it's not doing a great job. So to create the context of a Khoza request for something, it may have cultural nuances, it may have South African local nuances and specific types of query. So you call use a word in Khoza and you use a word in English and you use a word in Afrikaans, it may not exactly mean the same thing. There's context. And that context is what this app is trying to do. Okay. And 11 languages is pretty insane to try to manage that and put. And what they say is they filter every request through this type of South African lens or context engine, mm-hmm. and then use the major AI platforms to deliver the information. The only challenge right now, it does 5 requests before it dies, mm-hmm. and it forces you to pay extra. And although it's not wildly expensive, it is quite a bit of money, and it's quite a commitment on an untested platform when you've got access in the major languages already to some of the best platforms for similar money. So I think there's a lot to be said for this, and I think it's really brave to get out there and launch it and get it going. And it'll be really interesting to see how people use it. But 5 requests and then you have to pay, a little bit useless because, again, you're building context through your request. You ask for something, I tried it. You ask for something and it doesn't quite get what you want. So then you ask again, then it sort of gets more of it. Then you try again. You're already 3 out of the 5 prompts.
Okay.
So its usefulness is limited simply by that. However, the idea, as I said, I think the idea behind creating a South African context engine of this nature is excellent. And I think that can bring a lot of benefit in ways that would be more relevant to the people of South Africa than just a broad ChatGPT type interface, which keeps it very international. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to teach it within your sort of skill set what it is that you're looking for.
Well, whilst it solves its teething issues, as you've just outlined, Stephen, I mean, could locally developed AI then play an important role in education, business, and government services from a local perspective?
Well, I think we have to be very clear about one thing. There is no such thing as local AI. The AI platforms are all internationally created, run, developed, and managed. Right now, between China, one or two in Europe, and the major American platforms, they completely own the AI space. So every one of these local AI initiatives will be using those engines to drive the deep, deep intelligence of the platform. But yes, I believe that more and more of the context management or the context managed engines, which bring specific and focus on specific nuance and culture and the local needs, is going to become something you're going to see across the world. And I think there's a lot of scope for these platforms to do exactly that within the South African context. So it'll be interesting to see how it develops. Mm-hmm. But sadly, South Africa doesn't have the scale nor the ecosystem to really compete as an AI sort of country, or a country that creates AI platforms, which is just the way it is. I mean, we can't expect us to compete with the sort of money and the availability of technology that the US has access to. So using those platforms and using a smart context layer, I think there's a lot to be said for platforms like this, like Housed AI and others.
You know, interesting what you've just touched on to, because it leads to my next question. I mean, people already have access to your ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and Microsoft's Copilot. So, well, then what would convince someone to switch to or even add another AI assistant?
Tough one, and that's a really great question. And here's my take on it. Actually, there's no need for it unless you have a specific language that you want to converse in, and that is not available through the major AI platforms currently. So there is that edge. However, the other edge is that to get, for example, this platform pre-thinks, and if you look at its bonus layer or its upgrade layer and what it offers in terms of what it does, you can see what they've done is pre-think a lot of the context, pre-think a lot of the South Africanness that needs to be dealt with, which could give you much quicker, better answers. The danger with AI is that it is so adept at giving you such clever sounding, working, looking answers or great graphics, or whatever it is that it generates, you forget that this may not be what you're looking for. It may actually be completely wrong. The advice that's given may not be appropriate for whatever your use case is. So you get this really great thing that takes you down a path that may be the wrong path altogether. It takes you to places you shouldn't be if you had the correct context. And this app creates that context, or rather pre-loads that context and filters all your requests through that, which is brilliant and smart. And that, I think, is going to become more. Using an AI is not simply type whatever the hell you want into it.
Indeed.
It's a matter of knowing what you want to get out and finding the most efficient, smart way to get it. So, like anything in life, what you put in is what you get out.
Stephen, as a matter of interest, could we eventually see South Africa exporting AI technology to the rest of the continent? Is this the beginning of an African AI ecosystem or era, rather than simply importing technology from Silicon Valley?
I don't think so. Again, I just don't think so. The IP and the technology lead in the current AI platforms that exist out there, and as I say, China is right up there with a ton. America is certainly pushing the envelope in incredible way. I mean, continents like Europe are struggling to compete. And with the best of intentions, I just don't think the necessary ecosystem exists within the South African or African context. I may be completely wrong. Maybe there's some absolute geniuses who've got access to the right tech who can do it. but I don't see it. I've never picked it up in all the various looks and plays and fiddling around with tech that I've done. So I think Africa for the moment will be a technology taker in this space.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean they have to take exactly what's given. They can, as this app clearly shows, they can bring a local flavor in a local language. And there are people who are doing that. There are people, Botali AI, Helm AI, there's one called Mzansi LM, that are doing some very interesting work. That Mzansi LM is from UCT, mm-hmm. and they developed a functional AI language model, which uses all 11 South African languages and can be extended into African other languages. So there is some really smart work going on, but it will be a layer on top of the deep, deep AI that's being generated outside of the continent for the moment. That is my take. As much as, sure. you know, there's a lot of Afro enthusiasm and trying to really catch up, and obviously our government is pushing that hard too, and most other governments. But no, I think South Africa and Africa have a long way to go in this space before they could be actually competitive, you know, head to head with any of the big ones.
Stephen, as always, it's great to have you on board. Been a pleasure chatting to you about how AI is advancing in this day and age. And it's not just about technology anymore. It's about our economy, our education system, and even our identity. Now, a chatbot that understands South African languages and culture, that could become much more than an app. It could shape how millions of people access information in the future, and whether Howzit AI becomes a household name remains to be seen. But let's concur. It's exciting to see local innovation stepping onto the global AI stage. Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Steve Ambrose of Tech Talk joining us to discuss this recent invention. It's called Howzit AI. Cape Town entrepreneur Andrew Drosiotis has just launched it. And what it does is it speaks all 11 of our languages. It's still in its infancy. It's still in its early days. It's already raising an important question. Do we need a proudly South African AI, or are global giants like ChatGPT simply too far ahead? But I guess we can catch up, can't we?